As votes are still being counted across the country and a few states are too close to call in the presidential race, the Trump campaign has filed suits related to the counting of votes. That hasn't happened yet in Arizona. As we heard, there are still tens of thousands of ballots still being tallied. To learn more about election law here and how it compares to other states, I'm joined by Joe Canfield. He is chief of staff for Attorney General Mark Brnovich and is Arizona's former elections director. So, Joe, how different are these election laws from state to state?
Well, Steve, the election laws are pretty similar across the country when it comes to contesting an election, and that would be what we would most likely see if there was some question about the ballots, whether there was a proper count. And so those have to occur after all the ballots are counted. So what we call that the canvas. The canvas is when the state officers, the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, they all get together and they sign off on the final results. And then that at that point, it triggers a five-day period where anybody can bring a challenge to the vote count.
And that can be on what sort of grounds, Joe? Are there just various grounds?
There are various grounds, but they're specific in the law. So this is something that you have to follow the law. You can't just bring a claim because you don't like the result. There has to be illegal votes that were cast, erroneous vote count, misconduct on the part of the election officials, or something as simple as that somebody got elected who wasn't qualified, for example.
Where does legal standing come in there? Could someone file something, but they don't have a legal standing to sue, for example?
So that's a good question. Standing under Arizona law means any elector can bring an election contest. So anybody who is registered to vote has standing under the law to bring one of these lawsuits.
When President Trump, for example, says he wants to ask the Supreme Court to make states stop counting votes, for example, that's certainly rhetoric, but I presume the Supreme Court doesn't have any sort of precedent for that sort of thing?
It would have to get up there like it did in 2000 in the Bush v. Gore case, where a federal issue would have to be raised about the manner in which the votes are counted, which would most likely take the form of a constitutional claim under, say, the Equal Protection Clause that votes. And that's what we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, is that there were allegations that different counties in Florida were using different kinds of voting equipment with different error rates. And as a result, voters, similarly situated voters, were being treated differently. And ultimately, that issue wound up in federal court and at the U.S. Supreme Court, which found that that violated the Equal Protection Clause in the United States Constitution. But you know, that would have to be a federal suit. Most of these suits would otherwise be filed in state court.
Do we see dramatic shifts, or maybe not even dramatic, but some sort of shifts in election law on a state-by-state basis regularly?
Well, I've been in this business going on 25 years, and I don't think there's been a legislative session where they haven't changed the election laws.
Okay.
But generally speaking, the laws governing election contests have not really changed, and so I don't see the grounds for challenging an election as being any different than they've ever been. So I will say you mentioned about the number of lawsuits. You know, that we've seen over almost 400 lawsuits nationwide this election cycle. The number of lawsuits involving elections has gone up every year since the year 2000. That was Bush v. Gore again. But I'm not sure if we've ever seen this many. You know, and a number of those lawsuits were here in Arizona, and they all were brought months ahead of the election. To try to change the rules, about when ballots could be received, whether ballots could be cured, where there were mistakes with mail ballots. I would venture to guess that when the dust is settled after this election, we will have counted more lawsuits than we've ever seen in related to the election.
Do you think things ran smoothly ultimately, as we stand 2 days later, in terms of where we are at in Arizona?
It's hard to say. I mean, you remember I ran our elections. Mm-hmm. Years ago when I would work as the state election director in the Secretary of State's office. And I'll tell you, presidential elections really stress the system because of the turnout. And there certainly appears to be incredibly high turnout this election cycle. So we don't know at this point, if everything worked as it should. I mean, there's been some questions that have raised, but the process will work itself out. You know, we've gotten a lot of complaints here. We're working through those to make sure that everything went as it should. And, you know, like we've been discussing, there is a process to work those things through if something didn't go right. But at this moment, you know, it's hard to say that there were any major problems, but, you know, we're still counting the ballots, so we have to wait and see.
Just something controversial that is actively involved right now that the Attorney General's office is looking into, complaints related to the use of Sharpies on ballots, and some people are calling it Sharpiegate, and people are complaining that somehow they didn't think the Sharpie would actually work, so their vote wasn't going to be counted. Can you talk more about that?
Well, the Sharpie issue is quite controversial, and yes, we are looking into that. One thing I will say, as a former election official, as a current law enforcement official, so to speak, is that when it comes to elections, what is of utmost importance is that the voters have confidence that the system worked and it worked as it should, so that it's incumbent on us as the Attorney General's office, and this is very important to Attorney General Brnovich, as well as the election officials and at every level, is that we must instill confidence in the system. So if these questions come up, they have to be answered. They have to be looked into. On the Sharpie issue, we have received hundreds of complaints. So of course we are looking into it. We'll see if maybe it's nothing. And if that's the case, then we will so find, and hopefully that will give the voters on both sides of the aisle confidence that the results are correct. But you know, you can't just ignore them, or you can't just assume that everything went well, because election officials, you know, will always say everything went well. You know, that's their job. But we have to look at those things when those questions come up, and ultimately, you know, get to the bottom of whether there were any issues, and then give the public confidence knowing that the election worked as it should.
Joe Canfield is Chief Deputy and Chief of Staff for the Arizona Attorney General's Office. He's also the former State Elections Director. Joe, thanks for the time and the explanation. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Great talking to you.